Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible and the scriptures, verse by verse, on this 20th day of August. So grateful to have you here. This podcast is brought to you by Faithful Counseling, and you can find out more if you go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday. There are lots of different counselors there. It's a pretty affordable online way to get some counseling if you need to work through a couple things. And again, there's no penalty if you don't work, it doesn't work out with a counselor. You have, you can change to another one. They do ask you a bunch of questions to try to help you connect with the counselor that has the best skill set for you. And I went through it for a couple months and was really pleased. So I hope it blesses you. Again, that's getfaithful.com/prayeveryday. All right, so we are in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 13 through 38. That will, yeah, 20, 13 through 38. And that will take us to the end of chapter 20. And tomorrow we'll start chapter 21. Sorry, I'm tongue-tied today. Here we go in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. But we, going ahead to the ship, set sail for Assos, intending from there to take Paul on board. So he had arranged it, intending himself to go by land. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and came to Mytilene. Sailing from there, we arrived the following day opposite Chios, and the next day we crossed over to Samos, and the day following we came to Miletus. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be in Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church, and when they had come to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know from the first day that I set foot in Asia how I was with you the whole time, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials which came upon me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you publicly and from house to house, solemnly testifying both to Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, bound by the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course in the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that all of you, among whom I went about preaching the kingdom, will no longer see my face. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God. Be on guard yourselves, and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be on the alert, remembering that night and day, for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or clothes. You yourselves know that these hands minister to my own needs and to the men who are with me. In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.' When he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all, and they began to weep aloud, embraced Paul, and repeatedly kissed him, grieving especially over the word which he had spoken, that they would not see his face again, and they were accompanying him to the ship." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this passage is just so full of the shepherd heart of Paul. And I pray for our churches today that they would echo this, that we would be protected from the wolves, particularly the wolves in sheep's clothing, that the church would be a place that would shepherd the broken instead of push them away because they're inconvenient. And Lord, I thank you for these verses that remind me of my life mattering for you. I love verse 24, but I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course in the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly to the gospel of the grace of God. Lord, that is my husband's life verse, and you have been fulfilling it in him. And I pray again, humbly, that you would continue to fill that in his life, because it is his longing and desire. And I pray that you would fulfill that in my friend's life listening today, that they would finish their course in the ministry that they have received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly to the gospel of the grace of God. Lord, let us walk into that as shepherds. Let us walk into that as ones who shepherd the flock with kindness and compassion. Let us walk forward knowing that we have an evil one opposing us, but let us keep walking forward, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. What a privilege it is to pray for you. You have a ministry. It's been given to you. You've been given gifts. Exercise those gifts. Walk into it. Keep persevering. Don't give up. Don't give up.